Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Derek?
Hey.
How can we help you, my friend?
So, I went on a date with this girl named Heather.
Yeah.
And it took a while to set up, like a lot of like back and forth, you know, planning. Because she's got a kid. She's got a little kid. And finally, we get this date set Saturday night. It's going to be real good. But, of course, her babysitter cancels. So she was like, I don't know if we should do it. I was like, no, let me just come over there. We'll, like, make a night of it, you know? So I went over there. I met her son. We had a good meal. And it went great. So, like, I thought second one's in the can, for sure. But I have not heard a single word back.
I mean, do you see anything? From the sound of it on the surface, you definitely deserve a second date because it's like you showed that you're like, oh, I'm a good guy. I like, even if you don't, I like kids. Let's all hang out together. We'll eat, blah, 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 blah. Now, did anything happen, you know, that you think could have turned her off to you?
No, I mean, like, I'm good with kids. I got, like, younger siblings. So, like, I got along with her kid. Like, I mean, you know, it was cute. He's a cool kid and nothing. I mean, I was on point that night, you know.
Okay, but I'm sure you got along with the kid. Did the kid get along with you? That's where I'm kind of, that's more where I'm asking.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, I promise. I mean, he was laughing. I'm good with, like, voices. And, yeah, the kid loved me, man.
He said he was on point, so he sounds confident.
Because that's usually what it is. It's usually the son hates you, but okay. You know what? We'll give her a call for you next. I could, like you said, I think you do deserve another date, just you and her.
Yeah, thanks. I agree.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, we spoke to Derek. I mean, this dude deserves another date. So he had a date planned with this girl, Heather.
Right.
Her babysitter fell through. So Derek was like, you know what? We can still hang. Went over her place, hung out with her and her son. The son doesn't hate him. Like, he didn't do the thing of, like, putting the son off to the side and just hanging with Heather.
Right.
He actually entertained the son. He said he's really good with kids. The son doesn't hate him. He doesn't hate the son.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, one more time before we call her. Is there anything you see that maybe, if you had to bet money on her saying something that you did, what do you think it would be?
I don't know, an old ex-boyfriend she still likes or something.
That's always a possibility.
Hey, you know what? That's confidence. I mean, he's very confident in his
performance. It's nothing he did. He swears.
Okay, so it's an ex-boyfriend called her out of the blue. Gotcha. All right, hang on. We're going to call her right now. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Heather?
Yeah?
Okay, perfect. Heather, I'm sorry for bothering you this early in the morning. My name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know this will be quick. I know you're busy. I know you have a son. We got your phone number from a gentleman that would love to take you out on a date, and we are willing to pay for the date if you say yes.
Okay.
Now listen, here's the deal. Like I said, I know you have a young son. This gentleman told us that he knows you and you know him, and I'll tell you his name in a second. But I'm gonna spice up the pot.
I know him?
You know
him.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you his name. Just let me spice it up a little bit. You can pick whatever you wanna do for a date. We'll pay for the whole thing, and we will even pay for a babysitter for your son, so just you and this gentleman can go out.
It's pretty generous.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Reason being generous, by the way, Melissa, is because I feel like this one's really going to work out. Because you already went out with this guy before. You had a great time. His name is Derek.
Oh. No, thank you, but no thank you, okay?
Is it because, do you have an ex-boyfriend that came back into the mix by any chance?
What? No. Not at all.
So was it something Derek did?
Yeah. So my son is 2.5 years old, and we've been potty training.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Derek came over, and we had dinner, and, it was fine, whatever. And then he left, and I'm smelling this, like, terrible smell.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? So I'm looking around, and I see a bunch of my hats on the floor, and underneath my hats is an enormous that my son must have done. And Derek, the idiot, puts my hat over it. Doesn't tell me what happened.
Are you sure it was Derek?
Yeah. What? There's no way a grown man would do that.
My hats were on, they were on a rack completely. My son is 2.5 years old. He can't reach them.
That's a good point.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Okay,
Heather, Derek is on the phone right now. He's heard what you said. So, Derek, wait.
What is going on here? I don't even know what's happening
There's a lot happening right now. Derek on the phone. I think he just admitted to covering the with hats. Derek, did you do that?
Put yourself in my shoes, all right? So you're at a girl's house.
Mm-hmm.
Her son takes a on the floor. Okay, now, am I going to embarrass you? Am I going to say, hey, now you're going to feel bad because your son took a dump on the floor? No, I'm going to just be like, let's just put a hat over that and deal with it later.
Oh, my God.
And deal with it later.
Are you 5 years old? Like, what is happening? Are you potty training yourself? What is happening? You take my good hat, first of all. My hats are ruined, by the way. So, done with the hat. Thank you very much.
Honestly, you're the one who put me in an awkward position. You just walk away. Your son takes your shit on the floor. Like, am I supposed to clean it up? Am I the computer now? Am I
first of all, walk
now?
Away. I went to the kitchen. I cooked your dinner, idiot.
If I'm being honest with you, I was going to tell you, but the meal was so good. Like, I thought, like, okay, there's this poop. She's almost done with dinner. Let's just eat this meal, and then I'll tell her, and, you know, we'll deal with this. But I forgot, because, like, the conversation was good. The food was good. You look good. Can we just go out again? For you one more time, maybe not in the house with your kids.
Oh, my God. You can't even ask with a straight face.
Like, Heather, like I said, we'll pay for the date, and we'll pay for a babysitter for your son. Obviously, you pick the babysitter, because I know it has to be someone you trust, but we'll pay for it.
Again, thank you, but no. And on top of that, you owe me a new hat, one.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah, listen, we all have weird things, and if there's something weird about yourself that you like to cover up on the first date, you're going to feel a lot better after listening to the second date update Monday morning, 7:10. So do it right here with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.